This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Broncos could soon have former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as part of its ownership group. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Rice is best known as the only black woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State. She worked as part of the Bush administration from 2005 to 2009. But she's no stranger to Denver or football. Rice grew up in the city and has previously served on the selection committee for the college football playoff. Now she's joining a $4.7 billion deal to buy the Broncos. The new ownership group is headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton and members of his family. The NFL's other owners are expected to approve the offer in the coming weeks, according to ESPN. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Five chicken industry executives were found not guilty of conspiring to fix prices in a Denver federal court. The jurors acquitted the former executives who worked for Pilgrim's Pride, a chicken producer based in Greeley. In 2020, the company agreed to a plea deal over charges of price fixing and was fined more than $110 million. A state audit found that Colorado Parks and Wildlife did not maximize revenue last year. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
CPW could have collected nearly $3 million more in revenue if it weren't for unnecessary site closures, price reductions, and refunds. Six recommendations based on the audit's findings were made to CPW. Those include more documentation for site closures and better training for staff using the reservation system. CPW plans to start implementing changes this December. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
This is CPR News. It's 4:06.